American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Former President Trump's New York hush money trial continues for day 11. Eric Shawn reports.
Yesterday, the jury heard the former president in his own words talk about the case, telling his lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen to pay Kara McDougal with the check. That, legal experts say, is very important. Those revelations played for the jury in the cavernous courtroom. They come from a meeting between the former president and Michael Cohen that they had 2 months before Election Day back in 2016. Cohen secretly recorded that meeting using his iPhone. They are heard talking about arranging the financing to pay McDougal so she would not go public about her alleged 10-month-long affair with Trump.
Campus arrests and pro-Hamas protests are continuing. William Lajeunesse has the latest.
The 2,200 arrested across the U.S. in the last 2 weeks are forcing universities to decide, do they enforce consequences for students who violate school rules and the law or not? At UCLA, 360 faculty are demanding full legal and academic amnesty for the 210 students, teachers, and others arrested for trashing the campus there. Also, UCLA's largest employee union may strike and file a labor complaint against the university for its treatment of protesters.
The students stood strong and did all they could to very, very peacefully resist this crackdown.
Well, that's not exactly what the evidence shows, right? Students were asked to leave, then fought police with fire extinguishers when they chose not to.
A fundraiser by some University of North Carolina Chapel Hill fraternity brothers who protected the Stars and Stripes from an anti-Israel mob this week has raised $500,000. Jake Harris is one of the students who stepped in to prevent the American flag from touching the ground.
When I started seeing, you know, Jewish students getting mobbed with flags and chants and signs, I started to kind of realize that maybe these protests have evolved a little bit. And so I stepped up kind of to give a voice to the Jewish community on campus to support, you know, Israel's right to exist, because we felt that that part of our identity was being definitely a little bit stifled. We feel that by putting our voice out there, we definitely were able to not really start a movement, but definitely make it easier for people to stand up for what they believe in.
A Canadian doctor could face discipline for trying to save a life. Charlie Butts explains.
Dr. Terrence Davids of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, is a Christian, and that impacts the way he does business as a physician. Lewis Roth of Campaign Life Coalition tells AFN the good doctor found himself in hot water for dealing with a patient.
The objection is that he counseled a woman not to go ahead with an abortion. He wasn't going to perform the abortion himself. The woman had come to him to get the information regarding so that she could go to an abortionist. And he advised the woman to reconsider.
After all, there was a life at stake, a preborn baby. It didn't settle well with the unidentified woman who was intent on having her baby dismembered in the womb and killed.
From that, she felt uncomfortable and went to the College of Physicians and Surgeons. And then they created a file, I guess, basically unprofessional conduct against Dr. Terrence Davids. He could lose his license.
The outcome has yet to be determined, but one wonders whether the case means it's now illegal to be a Christian doctor in the province. After all, Christians are called upon to share their faith and warn people about the consequences of violating God's requirements. I'm Charlie Butts.
And finally, Jenny Casola with a look at the latest employment numbers.
Hiring slowed in April. The economy added 175,000 new jobs. That's down from March, fewer than expected, though not enough to change the job market from showing resilience. Job growth in February and March has been revised lower by 22,000. The unemployment rate in April rose to 3.9%. Also, employees are still getting raises, but they're not as generous. Average hourly earnings rose 0.2%, up 3.9%. For the year ending in April, both readings are down from March.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.